poise. Just standing up is a creaky, wavering affair sometimes, the vision slopping back and forth inside itself like water in a tipped pan. Add the disconsolate fury of the age, its yappiness and brutality shoving days off kilter, spewing out dizzying warnings that we could be next. Thus, a relief to walk with a neighbor in the sweat of our banter, in the welcome melody of work. In this wet valley, we uncover a spring lined with long-shaped stones. Its green course slaloms down to a barn where troughs hewed from sycamore trunks grew heavier with iron-rich water. Barn swallows cupped the air above it and drank on the wing. We cut and haul in August heat and find the feel of balance in the belly. My friend upright on the steel teeth of the bucket, 8 feet up, chainsawing a hickory limb thick as my waist. Right foot heavy on the tractor's brake, I use both hands to hold the lever and guide his rise and fall. I find the center, breathless in the pure sensation of balance and care. The counterweight gone, the branch kicks up a good foot when he comes through, the solid wood cracking, thumps of leaves and flipping suckers tumbling about him precariously. But I bear him down to earth, and the moment passes for two men uselessly simplifying the intricate world.